Minutes ago, the parties of the emerging Czech centre-left coalition signed the final version of their coalition agreement and unveiled their nominees for 17 ministerial posts. Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka hopes he could be appointed Prime Minister within days. But the final say on Mr. Sobotka's appointment and the lineup of the new government rests with President Miloš Zeman. Jan Richter joins me in the studios and has the details. So, Jan, what's the lineup of the new government?
Well, Chris, as expected, there will be 17 ministers in the new Czech centre-right coalition government, if indeed this is the government that gets eventually appointed by President Zeman. The strongest party in the coalition, the Social Democrats, they will have 8 posts, including, of course, that of the Prime Minister and some other key portfolios as well, including, of course, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Industry and Trade, and Interior. The other strong party in the coalition, ANO, which came close second in October's elections, they are set to control 6 of the portfolios, including the Ministry of Defense and the Ministry of Finance, which will be taken over apparently by the leader of the ANO group himself, Andrej Babiš. And the weakest party in the emerging coalition, the Christian Democrats, will have 3 portfolios, including that of agriculture, which was a very contented battle in the emerging coalition, actually.
And what do we expect from President Miloš Zeman as a reaction to this?
Well, it's of course under Czech constitution, it's the president who has the power and the authority to appoint first the prime minister and then the rest of the ministers of the emerging government. Now, President Zeman made it clear he will not make any appointments that he personally does not agree with, which might be a little bit of trick here, because of course there were some people the Social Democrats especially wanted to send to the new government and eventually dropped. Of course, Vladimír Špidla is the prime example, considered a political enemy of President Zeman. He was earmarked to become the Minister of Labour and Social Affairs. In the end, he will only serve as an advisor to the new prime minister. The Social Democrat leader, Bohuslav Sobotka, of course, has been consulting with President Zeman every step of the way, so to speak, towards the new government. This afternoon, he is again set to meet with him to present him the final coalition agreement and as well the lineup of the cabinet. But it's, of course, difficult to predict whether he will accept this without making any further problems as for the emerging coalition, or whether he will insist on some of his nominations or on seeing some of his conditions fulfilled. Before he makes any move, he definitely wants to see the leaders of all the 3 parties to discuss again their majority in the lower house. Let's just remind our listeners that the 3-party coalition would now have 111 MPs in the 200-seat lower house.
And away from the personalities to the priorities of the new government, what's it actually likely to do in the first months or year?
Well, the parties pledged basically to boost economic growth. The Czech economy has seen some difficult times. It's only now emerging from the longest recession on record, so they want to increase public spending, government spending. They also want to stabilize the health and social affairs sector, which was kind of rocked by reform attempts by the previous coalition. And they will also want to attempt to curb corruption by pushing through, among other things, a Civil Service Act, which has been on hold for long years by now. And they also want to, for instance, tax unaccounted property of people who are accused of corruption and introduce some other steps. So that's in short what we can look forward to in the first year of the new government.